I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An environmental summit to get underway. About 150 world leaders are expected to attend Monday's start of the United Nations Climate Summit. The goal of the summit is to limit average global warming to 2 degrees Celsius, perhaps less, compared to pre-industrial revolution levels. Hundreds of thousands of protesters Sunday called for the adoption of worldwide environmental controls. The protests in Paris turned violent, with police firing tear gas and detaining about 200 of the demonstrators. The Paris demonstration was one of more than 2,000 planned for Sunday around the world. Syrian activists said Sunday airstrikes believed to be from Russian planes killed at least 18 people and wounded 40 others in northern Syria. The strike is reported to have hit a busy marketplace. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the strikes happened in Ariha, a town in Idlib province. Turkey said Sunday it is returning the body of a pilot who died after parachuting out of a Russian jet that was shot down by Turkish forces last week. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said the body was taken to Turkey late Saturday and was being treated according to Eastern Orthodox tradition. Russian and Syrian forces rescued the plane's second pilot while another Russian soldier was killed during the rescue effort. Pope Francis has called on warring parties in the Central African Republic to lay down their weapons and support efforts to end sectarian strife. The Pope arrived in the CAR capital of Bangui Sunday to promote peace and coexistence. This is VOA News. The European Union Sunday agreed to a $3.2 billion aid package to help Turkey deal with the current migration crisis. The agreement came at a meeting in Brussels, the largest group of Syrian migrants arriving in Europe this year have passed through Turkey on their way to Greece or Bulgaria. Voters in Burkina Faso cast ballots Sunday for a new president and parliament. 5 million registered voters were eligible to choose from among 14 presidential candidates. Officials have begun counting the ballots, and the first results are expected late Monday. If no one earns more than 50% of the vote, a second round will be held. The Democratic Republic of Congo's president, Joseph Kabila, says the country will hold what he calls a national and inclusive political dialogue. The agenda appears to be focused on elections, and some observers believe the president has his own future in mind. Nick Long reports.
DRC President Joseph Kabila's speech comes a week after his invitation to the United Nations to help recruit an international facilitator for a political dialogue. In his speech, broadcast Saturday, Kabila laid out reasons for holding this dialogue, all linked to upcoming elections. He mentioned disagreements over the voter list, the election timetable, and the security around elections, all of which he said could undermine the process. He noted that previous national polls in 2006 and 2011 were marred by violence between political parties. Nick Long, Kinshasa.
The U.S. government has ended its bulk collection of data from the telephone calls of millions of Americans. The move follows a controversy that erupted with a disclosure by former government contractor Edward Snowden of the secret collection program. The U.S. National Security Agency will now employ more tightly targeted surveillance methods. Leaders of Afghanistan and Pakistan are expected to hold an ice-breaking meeting on the margins of the UN Climate Change Summit that starts Monday in Paris. Pakistani officials and a group of senior Pashtun nationalist leaders say Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has agreed to meet with Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif in Paris. The two sides are expected to discuss ways to ease bilateral tensions and jointly work for the resumption of stalled peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. Thousands of people have gathered in Turkey for the funeral of prominent pro-Kurdish lawyer and human rights activist Tahir Elçe. Elçe was killed Saturday during a gun battle between Kurdish rebels and security forces in the southeastern city of Diyarbakir. Two policemen were also killed in the violence. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said it was not clear whether the death was a terrorist attack or if he was caught in crossfire. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.